Premier's Youth Council wanted to not only thank all the ministers, but the Premier for being here today.
You could almost feel the youthful enthusiasm in the air at the second annual Premier's Youth Council last week. The members of the council were eager to weigh in on the biggest issues affecting the youth of Newfoundland and Labrador. If there was a common theme to the meeting, it was a concern over the lack of access to mental health services for those living outside larger population areas. Youth Council member Aaron Ball lauded distant services like the Mental Health Crisis Hotline, but wondered if that was enough for people in turmoil in rural areas.
Maybe a phone call might not be as comforting as an actual one-on-one, so it's definitely in the future pressing to be able to get that person-to-person interaction with a mental health counselor.
The Premier and several guest speakers, such as Minister of Health John Haggie, spent the morning and afternoon making presentations and participating in Q&As with the 25-member-strong council. Youth Council member Kaylee Chalk has first-hand experience of the difficulties in accessing mental health services in rural Newfoundland and Labrador.
As someone who suffers from a mental illness, the wait times are definitely a big issue too. When you're in the middle of having a mental health crisis, the first thing you think, okay, I need to get somewhere safe, which would be a emergency room. But when you walk in and you don't walk out until 14 hours later, and then you're still told you have no help, you're still told you have to travel 4 more hours until you can even see anyone, it definitely makes the whole situation a lot worse.
Also speaking to the issue of wait times surrounding mental health, Youth Council member Lauren Carter suggests that a separate emergency room for mental health issues would avoid delays.
People with mental illness are kind of in that little area too, because there's like the level 1 and 2 trauma who get in first, and then the mental illness patients wait even longer because there's so many other people there too.
Youth Council member Nicholas Hillier spoke specifically of the lack of mental health resources in schools and smaller settlements.
We need to make sure that the access to services are there, the availability is there. We need to make sure that people can access, students can access the mental health services in times of a crisis. If you need guidance, you need to find someone.
In total, Premier Ball spent over 6 hours interacting with the Youth Council. For their part, there was no shortage of issues discussed or solutions offered. And while many of these solutions surely would alleviate some of the pressures of the mental health system, they all require resources. In a province very much living in the shadow of the Muskrat Falls megaproject, we will have to wait and see whether or not it's feasible to increase spending in these areas in the future. For Kicker News, I'm Stephen Miller.